Bezrat Hashem, with Hashem's loving grace, welcome to Amuna Beams with your host Laser Brody. Today's podcast is entitled The Reward of Life, and it's dedicated to the full and speedy recovery of all our cherished friends, wherever they are, who are ill with coronavirus. King Solomon says, "Remember your Creator in the days of your youth, before the evil days come, and the time comes when you will say, I have no desire for these years." This is a passage from Ecclesiastes chapter 12, the very first passage. Well, the evil days are obviously the days of such calamities like wars, famine, and epidemics. But even in these days that King Solomon was referring to, like now during the challenge of the coronavirus pandemic, any person with the slightest bit of emunah thanks Hashem profusely for every new day of life. So how can someone say that he or she has no desire for these years? Well, our sages interpret that passage in Ecclesiastes in one of two ways. The Ketav Sofer says that these are the days of old age, when a person loses the ability or desire to indulge in the type of bodily lust that he did when he was young. Now, a 90-year-old man can't demand a reward for refraining from illicit relationships with women because he just can't do it anymore. Just like a blind man can't say, "Hashem, give me a reward for not looking at other women." He can't see them anyway, so he doesn't have to fight off temptation. So a person doesn't have to fight off temptation, doesn't deserve a reward. The Ramban interprets passage in Ecclesiastes in a slightly different way. The Ramban says these are referring to the days of Mashiach, when a person loses free choice. Because once Mashiach comes, people naturally and automatically do the right thing. They'll all do good. So the Ramchal, Rabbi Moshe Chaim Letzato, in the very first chapter of his classic book, Derech Hashem, The Way of God, he says there cannot be reward or punishment outside the context of free choice. So we can easily understand that a person who naturally does good doesn't deserve the Congressional Medal of Honor for making tshuva. So just like stocks on Wall Street are falling every single day, the value of tshuva has begun to fall too. Look what's happening right now. Hashem's taken away free choice. Person can't say, "Hashem, give me a reward for not going to the stadium this Shabbos," because all the stadiums are shut down. There's no ball games. And a person can't say, "Hashem, give me a reward for not going to the movies this Shabbos." All the theaters and the cinemas are shut down too. And a person can't say, "Hashem, give me a reward for not hanging out in the mall this Shabbos." The malls are shut down, especially over here in Israel, and I'm sure in a lot of other places they are too. A person can't say, "Hashem, give me a reward for being a Shomer Negia, for not touching a person of the opposite sex when he goes out on the date, because if they do, they might contract the coronavirus." What's more, with total clampdowns, people won't even be allowed to go on dates anymore. Well, the list goes on and on and on about how our daily life has changed in a way that we're not tempted to do all types of things that we could when we could do whatever we want. Look how Hashem is such a loving father that does everything for the good. Hashem wants to bring us Mashiach, but he doesn't want to do it with the type of push-button wars that up to a short time ago, everybody was afraid of. You know, what would happen if a nuclear war with North Korea or with Iran or who knows what? Nobody's concerned with fighting wars nowadays. Everybody's busy with coronavirus. They don't have time, money, or manpower to fight wars. What's more, borders are closing and no people in, no people out, so there's no hostilities either. Yeah, the coronavirus, it's very dangerous, but the children on the Gaza border, they prefer being stuck at home rather than stuck in the bomb shelters. Hashem, he wants to bring Mashiach, and he's simply using the coronavirus to expedite things. We see tangibly how the coronavirus is Hashem's way of taking a lot of choices away from us. We're losing our free choice. A person won't get much credit for being a Shomer Negia or for not going to a football game on Shabbos. And a Torah observant man no longer has to explain why he doesn't want to shake the hand of a woman. So our sages, they have a better idea about bringing Mashiach if we'll only listen to them. There's a way to bring Mashiach where Hashem won't have to use coronavirus or wars or plagues or any other pestilence. Heaven forbid. If we would only stop the bickering and stop the intramural hate and stop the Lashon Hara, man, Mashiach could come right away. And guess what? There's still full reward for guarding our tongues and for loving our fellow human. And we can see in Israel, after 3 elections, there's still no government. You know why? Because Hashem hates slander. And the recent election campaign was built exclusively on hate and slander, with no operational positive programs, just mudslinging. To this very moment, there are politicians right here in Israel that give a higher priority to perpetuating hate than they give for solving the coronavirus problem. This Hashem can't stand that. Hashem wants us to hate evil, not to hate each other. So when we speak badly about one another, the accusing angels have free rein to speak badly about us in the heavenly court, and that's bad news. So we can now understand why King Solomon says in Proverbs chapter 18, verse 21, death and life are in the power of the tongue. Whatever it indulges in, that's the fruit it will eat. In other words, what's King Solomon talking about? He's saying that wholesome speech, speech that's full of Torah and Emunah and love and encouragement, this brings the fruit of life, the reward of life, while slander and gossip trigger the fruit of death and destruction, such as pandemics like the coronavirus that we're all having to deal with right now. In our recent podcast, we've spoken a lot about ways to protect ourselves from coronavirus. And the first and most important is Emunah, Ein Od Milvado, the 3 words of Emunah, there's no one but Hashem. In order to really refrain from slander and gossip, when we said a person is rewarded with life, can't do that without Emunah, because there's 2 important steps to guarding a person's tongue properly. The first is to learn the laws of wholesome speech, proper speech, Shmiras Lashon. And that's why the Holy Rabbi Yehuda Zev Segel of saintly and blessed memory, the Manchester Rosh Yeshiva, he promised that any family that learns 2 halachas a day, 2 lards a day about guarding your tongue, that they'll be protected from all types of peril. So how do Emunah and Shmiras Lashon, guarding your tongue, they go together? Because if you live with Ein Od Milvado, there's no one Hashem, and you believe that Hashem is right there with you, you'll never say a bad word about anybody. What's more, by guarding our tongues, we not only protect ourselves from coronavirus, but we rectify the baseless hate that led to this destruction of the Holy Temple. So with the moon and a clean tongue, we receive the reward of life, a good and happy life. What's more, Hashem will now expedite our full redemption and bring Mashiach in a most pleasant way. Wait and see. Speedily in our days, Amen. God bless always.